Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Monday Without Latinos edition. Fancy Brian, you're back. Big fella, you're back.
I have returned.
You have returned. I've got Evan with me here in the world headquarters. I got Fancy Brian in the Shaw. And you can always be a part of this big show, the Big Monday edition. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, I want to mention, I appeared on the Foxy News, and in your absence on Friday, I made a lot of big promises, or at least I took a lot of suggestions from the fine audience on how to burn it down, how to salt the earth and never get invited back on Fox News. You know, and I talked big. I was talking big, big trash. You know, I hear that too, Evan. I'm not sure what that is. But I will tell you the absolute truth. I did not burn it down on Fox News. I'm a little sad at myself. You know, it was like, I'm in the studio. I went to Milwaukee. I was in a Milwaukee studio yesterday. And I told the audience I was going out partying with my college buddies. And I did. Oh, did I ever. Me and Dom and some of our roommates, we went out to a bar on Saturday night. And we watched the Brewers just destroy the Cubs. That was like a 9-1 affair. And we watched the later rounds of the NFL draft, and we enjoyed the conversation. We commiserated. I drank too much. I had, you know, some appetizers. Tried to drink some water throughout the course of the evening. You know, got to hydrate because I had a big Foxy News appearance. And I had sort of big expectations, high aspirations that this was going to be the time where Crudy didn't wuss out, where Crudy made something stunning happened. And I didn't meet that standard, not even for myself. So I'll come back to that. Since it's not earth-shattering, I feel like I've got to lead with the headlines. And we'll come back. We'll tell you what Crudy did say on the Foxy News. But, you know, I saw this headline out there. Here's a scoop according to Axios.com. Mark Esper was the Pentagon chief under Donald Trump. Dismissed from that job after Trump lost the election. But Esper says Trump wanted to shoot protesters. And what? You're like, yeah. You're like, January 6th protesters? Donald Trump? No, not those protesters. The Black Lives Matter protesters. Different sort of protesters, if you know what I'm saying. Mike Allen at the Axios.com. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper charges in a new memoir out in May that former President Trump said when demonstrators were filling the streets around the White House following the death of George Floyd, can't you just shoot him? Just shoot him in the leg or something. That is the quote from Mark Esper's book. And why it matters. The book, A Sacred Oath, contains vivid first-person revelations by a top cabinet member bolstering outsiders' accounts of extreme dysfunction in the Trump White House. Esper, who had earlier been Secretary of the Army, was fired by Trump after the 2020 election. All the best people were. That moment in the first week of June 2020 was surreal. Sitting in front of the Resolute desk inside the Oval Office with this idea weighing heavily in the air and the president red-faced and complaining loudly about protests underway in Washington, D.C., Esper wrote, "The good news, this wasn't a difficult decision," according to Esper. "The bad news, I had to figure out a way to walk Trump back without creating a mess I was trying to avoid. And behind the curtain, the book was vetted, this new book, vetted at the highest levels of the Pentagon. I'm told that as part of the clearance process, the book was reviewed in part or whole by nearly three dozen four-star generals, senior civilians, and some cabinet members. And some of them had witnessed what Esper witnessed. So he wasn't the only one apparently saying that Donald Trump said, let's just shoot him, shoot him. Right? He reportedly bunkered down beneath the White House as well, right?
That was when he was bravely bunkered down behind the under the White House, yeah.
Why can't we just shoot them? Maim them. Shoot them in the leg. Contrast that now. Fancy Brian, if you would. Contrast that with how Donald Trump reportedly acted when the January 6th insurrection was happening. Did he threaten to shoot anyone? Maim them a little? Even with birdshot, did he send the Capitol cops out there to shoot any of the, you know, supposed Antifa, the fake Trump people, as they've been described after the fact?
No, he waited a couple hours, and then he actually said basically this.
I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
With a shotgun in your leg, right?
No shotgun pellets, no birdshot, no rock salt even. So anyways, Trump had a completely different reaction, reportedly, to, the Black Lives Matter movement. And that should be a shocker. Anybody shocked to learn this news? I mean, I feel like we had already kind of known this news. But now that it's, you know, in a book that's fully vetted by the Pentagon, and the former White House, they had a crack at this book before it published. A little bit more. Context. Esper enraged Trump by publicly stating in June of 2020 that he opposed invoking the Insurrection Act. How dare he show that form of disloyalty? If Trump wants to put in the Insurrection Act and shoot some people in the leg, wasn't that his presidential prerogative? The Insurrection Act is an 1807 law that permits the president to use active duty troops on U.S. soil in order to quell protest against racial injustice. Well, is that what he's doing? Quelling protest against racial injustice? Michael Bender, then with the Wall Street Journal, now with the New York Times, reported last year in his book, Frankly, We Did Win This Election, that Trump repeatedly called for law enforcement to shoot protesters during heated meetings inside the White House. I knew it wasn't the first time we'd see something like this reported. Fancy Brian, can't the president just have you shot? I mean, isn't that within the presidential powers?
I don't believe so, but I'm pretty sure there's some sort of clause somewhere, and Trump would try and find it if possible. But again, I think he'd get lost.
Well, he did often say, you know, how would he lose support? Hell, he could shoot a guy on Fifth Avenue. He wouldn't lose any voters. That's what he kept claiming. Well, you know, depends on who he shoots on Fifth Avenue, I guess, or, you know, has shot in this case. Anyways, this shouldn't shock any of us, but it is the latest, it is the newest about the former president. Troubling stuff, I would say, but, you know, maybe you sleep just fine at night knowing that this guy wants to be the president again. Here is something interesting, though. The January 6th, we've talked about the fact. And Fancy Brad, I don't know if you know, but we're doing a special event broadcast June 9th, the January 6th committee hearings, the primetime affair. I pledge at least the first big one. We're doing that one. We're broadcasting it, baby. We'll be going primetime live on the airwaves.
Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, yeah. Get your popcorn ready. You know, I've got some thoughts about that. Maybe not quite yet, though. The January 6th committee won a thorough victory over the weekend, though, in a landmark court ruling. I always love seeing the RNC go down. A federal judge has rejected efforts by the Republican National Committee to keep its mass email marketing records from the House Select Committee investigating the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. So did you catch all that? They can't hide their email list, the sort of things that they were sending off to their supporters or the, let's say, the fundraising pleas. may not be hidden, may not be obscured. You know, I can't say that's First Amendment. Well, apparently the judge says, no, it's not. At least not in this context. The committee is seeking records held by the business software company Salesforce in connection with its work with former President Donald Trump's 2020 re-election campaign to determine if Trump's fundraising emails encouraged the violence of the mob that tried to prevent confirmation of Joe Biden as the duly, elected president on January 6th. The Washington Post described the judge's ruling as a thorough victory for the January 6th committee. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly of Washington rejected the RNC's claims that it and Trump's campaign information was protected under the First Amendment. Kelly also affirmed the committee's constitutionally granted legislative power to obtain records and found that judges cannot interfere with how lawmakers obtain and use information. And Kelly's ruling late Sunday temporarily blocked Salesforce from releasing any records in the House before Wednesday. So you got to give them a couple more days because the National GOP committee has time to appeal. You know, that's what judges normally do. The RNC sued the committee in early March, seeking to quash the subpoena it had issued to Salesforce on February 23rd. Here's a quote. "It is hard to imagine a more important interest for Congress than to preserve its own ability to carry out specific duties assigned to it under the Constitution," Kelly wrote the 53-page opinion. "To repeat, according to the Select Committee, its investigation and public reporting suggests that claims that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulent or stolen motivated some who participated in the event, the big attack, if you will, and emails sent by the RNC and the Trump campaign used Salesforce platform to spread those claims. One email sent an hour before rioters breached the Capitol lines at the Capitol that they urged supporters to fight back, all caps, under another header stating, this is our last chance, also all caps. Now, you would wonder, are those emails persuasive? Well, that's not for the courts to decide. But Salesforce must release the documents. The January 6th committee is going to start having primetime hearings on June 9th. And we're going to play them out right here for you. Devil Radio. I guarantee it. Come back. More Devils. It's a Day Without Latinos Monday. I'll tell you all about that next.
When people try to sell books, they do all sorts of interesting, exotic things.
Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement.